Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Chapter 130, Dreams and Related Matters. قال الله تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن آياته منامكم بالليل والنهار. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, of his signs, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is your sleep at night and in daytime, or your dream. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لم يبقى من النبوة إلا المبشرات. قالوا وما المبشرات؟ قال الرؤيا الصالحة. رواه البخاري. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates, I heard the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, nothing is left of prophethood except for glad tidings. The companions رضي الله عنه asked, what are glad tidings? He replied, a good dream. Abu Hurairah narrates, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, nothing is left of prophethood except for glad tidings. The companions radiallahu anhu asked, what are mubashirats? What are glad tidings? He replied, a good dream. One who in the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, رؤيا المؤمن تكذب ورؤيا المؤمن جزء من 46 جزء من النبوة متفق عليه في رواية أصدق من رؤيا أصدق من حديثة. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه the messenger of Allah صلى الله that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when the hour of resurrection draws near, the dream of a believer will rarely be false. The dream of a believer is one part of the 46 parts of prophethood. Bukhari Muslim. Another narration states, those of you who see the truest dreams should be those who are truest in speech. Abu Hurairah narrates that the Messenger of Allah said, when the hour of resurrection draws near, the dream of a believer will really be false. The dream of a believer is one part of 46 parts of prophethood. Nubuwa. Another narration states, those of you who see and the truest dreams should be those who are truest in speech. So we see dreams. This chapter is about dream. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's three types of dreams. Al-Ghath Ahlam, dream from Shaitan, and Ru'ya Saliha, Yumubashirat, as this hadith mentions. So, you know, people, there's extremists in this matter. They only believe in dreams. They don't do nothing in real life. So nothing works like that. I saw this dream, that dream, that dream, that dream. No salat, no nothing. That's nonsense. Then there's people, oh, there's nothing of dreams. Of course there's something of dreams. Five times daily, azan reminds us dreams, dreams, dreams. You know how important dreams are? Azan is nothing but dream. Azan wasn't wahi to Rasulullah SAW, this is the way azan is given. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu came running after the sahabi who first mentioned to Rasulullah SAW, this is what I saw yesterday night. Hazrat Umar came running. He said that he quickly put on his dream, ran to Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, what's going on? Because I see the same dream, the one who was calling out Adhan. And then seventh or so Sahaba saw the same dream. Because Rasulullah done mashwira. How do we give Adhan? Light out, ring bell, flag out, this, that. But then this is what Allah showed the Sahabas, that this is the way it's going to be Adhan like this. So this is dream. It reminds you of dream. Five times daily. It's got Sub Dr. Ra'ya right now, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. I mean, the Prophet's five ways of wahi. There's another way. And one way of wahi is Prophet's dream is wahi. That's a Prophet's dream, right? 46 part of Nabuwa, it says in the first hadith, Qayfa Bada al Wahi, Allah Rasulullah sallam, first hadith of Sahih Bukhari after Innama al-A'mal bin Niyat, where the chapter of the beginning of wahi starts, Imam Bukhari. Long hadith of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anhu ghaliban. It's where Rasulullah goes into the Ghari Hira, Iqra, the whole narration of Iqra. So he said that 6 months prior, he used to have dreams that used to appear like the daylight before Nabuwat. 6 months nonstop. So that's 46 part, that's one meaning of that is. But nothing is left of Nabuwat but Mubashirat. How important is dream from hadith? We learn like this. And before the day of judgment, very rare will the mu'min see a dream. It's not true. And many times, one of the sunnah, which is matruk, it's not practice, is the imam should ask, did anybody see a dream? Muqtadi should tell the dream, and the imam should try to interpret it. Or so if anybody does, anybody want to tell me a dream, sometimes somebody does, they tell me after Fajr, they tell me. But I'm not a mu'abbir. My sheikh was a mu'abbir. His name was Yusuf too. If I tell you the ta'bir, it'll be long, but if I tell you some of the ta'bir, you'll freak out and you'll say, Subhanallah, how ajeeb was he a mu'abbir. So inshallah, tomorrow something, I'll have to give you one example of his ta'bir. His name was Yusuf too, ajeeb. If I tell you ajeeb dreams, if I pull up my diary, it's 1985, 80, 95, 96. That's the other day. I found my 2007 diary, so there was just some dreams there. So Hafiz Arif was there and he's recording them. And I said, look at this dream here. So my sheikh is saying he saw Ahmed. So I asked his other son right now, also the third son's name is Qasim. I saw Ahmed. Well, dream is dream. Person sort of Ahmad. He should die with Iman. But dream has a Maulana Ilyasab, if you read his Manfuzat, read number 50. Number 50. He said that now, tell somebody to manage in my head because I want to sleep, because the work of da'wat and tabligh, I was taught in dream. The work of da'wat and tabligh. And Rasulullah told him that you're going to do work. So that was already said to him when he decided to stay in Medina. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such work, the Arab, the Ajam, the whole world entered this dream. In Saudi Arabia, Makkah, Medina, everywhere. Well, obviously, the shayateen, the insurgent, they couldn't see it, so they wanted to put a friction in the whole work, and you know, because the biggest nazar was upon this work of da'wat and tabligh. And the benefits that occurred. You see all these masajids, you see all these people, you see me here because of the work of da'wat and tabligh. You see me here because of the work of da'wat and tabligh. My father and my mother, the life changed, the work of tabligh. My father's life changed. In 40 days, the life changed. Millions of people. If I tell you the dreams, if there's over 40, there's dreams and dreams of people about just the book, the acceptance of Fadhali Amal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, has a Shaykh al-Hadith, Qutub al-Aktab, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya, has surpassed the ulama of his time because of this book, Fadhali Durood Sharif, salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And has a Shaykh's humbleness was this. The reply he gave to the person when he said that this is the dream I saw in Ramadan and I could not tell you, he said, for something to be likened, it doesn't prove that thing is very great. And I'm not great. My book is not great. Allah can even like a randi, a prostitute, feeding dog water and give her jannah. That's what he compares himself to. That's his abdiyat. When right now, I just read right now. Just right now I was there. And I sent a picture right now. What's up? Right now. Just now. Just right now. I can even show you a picture right now of what's up. Qutb al-Aktab was writing to Mawlana Inam al-Hassan Sahib, Mawlana Hazrat G, and Hazrat Mawlana Abu'l-Hassan Nadwi. This dream, besides you friends, Aziz, Abdul Rahim, and Yusuf. Abdul Rahim is my father-in-law, Yusuf is my sheikh. Besides these two, I don't want other people to know about this dream. Understand? Is this the time now I go to Medina, I'm going to die there? So every time, is that the time that I'm going to be called to Medina? So once, when the doctors were saying that he's going to die here in Great Britain, because he was over 85 and totally dead his body was. He said to his beloved Yusuf, don't worry, I've been promised Medina. Rasulullah said to him, idhab ila al-Hind, go back to India. Fa'idha ja'a waqtuk natlubak. When it's your time to die, we will call you. Ajeeb. Can anybody have this da'wah? And it's not against this Quran ayat, bi ayyi ardin tamut. Otherwise, what are you going to say about ultrasound? 95% of times ultrasound is right. 95% of the time. It's a boy or a girl, the ultrasound will tell you, 95% it is right. 95% of the time, they're right. Maybe even 98% of the time, they're right. So Allah says, only Allah knows what's in the womb. The Quran says, this is from Ghaib, but what does ultrasound mean? Understand? So there has to be explanation. So this is not against this ayat that when Rasulullah said to Hazrat Shaykh rahmullah alayhi, that when it's your time to die, we will call you here in Medina Munawwara. Only a person knows when he's going to die. But here, the earth, bi ayyi ardin tamut, what earth you're going to die in, nobody knows. Hazrat Shaykh had so much yaqeen upon this dream that Rasulullah said to me, and he's 85 years old, and he's living in Medina. Who does not want to spend their last Ramadan in their life in Medina Munawwara? They're living in Medina. Who would go out of Medina after the age of 70? He's 85. He's living in Medina. But because Rasulullah had commanded him to go to South Africa, Stanger Masjid, he went to the year before that. No, yeah, the year before that, Faisalabad, Pakistan. He's living in Medina. The last 10 years of his life, he's a muqim in Medina. He's got a house. He lives there. He's staying there. But Rasulullah was commanded, so he went Faisalabad, Pakistan, the year before he passed away. And the year he passed away, he went to Stanger. Can anybody do this? Is it like a made-up story? And then, Jamad al-Ula, Jamad al-Akhar, Rajab, Shaban, first of Shaban, he passed away. Jamad al-Ula, yeah, Jamad al-Akhar, he's back in Jeddah, back into Saudi, 4 months prior to his death. And then he dies in Medina. My sheikh was there. He came from England, out of his 105 khulafas. My father-in-law, and they weren't there, but my sheikh was there, actually. And Dr. Ismail Sahib was here. He mentions the whole thing of Hazrat Sheikh's wafat, the whole incident. So, this was the person. Hazrat Maulana Masr Alam Sahib, where I'm going today, inshallah, for I'll be going today and staying there by his sheikh. He's Khalifa of the sheikh. One day, what happened? Hazrat Sheikh was talking at wudu time. So he said, Malik al-Maut came to me. And I was speaking to Malik al-Maut. 4 times he saw Malik al-Maut, the angel of death. These are not fairy tales. It's true stories. You don't have to believe it because it's not Hadith al-Quran. But today, people are going to believe Dajjal. And then you have to believe these ajeeb, ajeeb things in the Ummah. Today we don't have this. When we study the lives of the Salaf, read Ibn Taymiyyah and Ibn Qayyim's books. Read all the Salafs. Read Imam Bukhari. Read all of them. Read Imam Bukhari's Bukhari Sharif's dream. Understand? Every person, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Rasulullah said to his ustaz, Imam Shafi, he's going to be tested. Tell him to do sabah. Everyone was maqbool in the Allah wa in the Rasul, accepted by Allah and His Rasul. Rasul's tawajju khasa upon these people. We should read abundance of salawat. We should follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to get this special tawajjuhat, special concentration of Rasul upon us. People still see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their dreams many times. Alhamdulillah. I can tell you too, I've seen Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam many times in my dreams. Alhamdulillah. It's nothing to hide now. Your person says, expose it. It's nothing. It doesn't mean I'm great. It doesn't mean anybody's great. A fasiq could see Rasulullah. You know, people got iman seeing Rasulullah in a dream. You know, the brother from Saudi Arabia, when he came here, older, he's probably 70, 80 years old. There were students in America. And then that woman who saw Rasulullah in the dream, and she accepted Islam. Brother Fazil. He mentioned the story in Marcus, if you remember. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the dream. But this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nothing is left of nabuwat. Nothing. What is nabuwat? Can anybody attain nabuwat? If somebody says, Allah make me nabi, Allah make me nabi, he's going to get nabi? No way. Nabuwat is from Allah. Nobody could attain nabuwat, the status of nabuwat. Nothing. لم يبقى من النبوة إلا المبشرات. And what is mubashirat? Ru'ya salihah. Ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhi wa lahum yahzanun. Alladhina amanu kanat takun lahumul bushra fil hayatid dunya wa fil akhirah. Awliya Allah la khawfun alayhi. Lahumul bushra fil hayatid dunya. So they say bushra fil hayatid dunya is also bushra literally means glad tiding. And bushra fil awliya Allah kiram. So person, these people who are connected, so dreams, and they have ajeeb interpretation of dreams. Sometimes a person sees a very scary dream, but it has the most lovely meaning. My mom saw a dream the day I got married. And when I phoned from Zambia, nobody of my family was there in Zambia when I got married. My sister from South Africa was there, that's it. And when I got married, when I was 25 years old, I graduated. I phoned my mom and I said, you know, for duas. And she made dua. And then she said, at night I saw a dream that a shining snake is coming out of my mouth. A snake, a small snake. I'm trying to grab it, but I'm also scared. When we were going up to the masjid at Maghrib time, so Jum'ah, Salatul Jum'ah, my Sheikh Yusuf Mutala, who's buried here, he did the Jum'ah khutbah in the salat. When it was time for nikah, my father-in-law, his older brother, said to Sheikh, that this is because I mean, his disciple, his student, that lead the khutbah. So my sheikh said to his older brother, sunnah for the father to do his daughter's khutbah, nikah. So my father did the nikah, but the dua. But at Maghrib time, so Jumu'ah time, Asr Maghrib, just before Maghrib, we're going up the stairs to Masjid Zakaria, and I said to my sheikh, when I phoned my mom in Canada today, she mentioned a dream. She gave me a lot of dua. She gave you salam, everybody salam, and she was making dua and crying, obviously, for my marriage. So I saw, my mom saw in a dream that a white snake is coming out of her mouth. And she said, straight away he said, Mubarak larka, blessed son. What did he say? Blessed son. Son to you. And 9 months, I had my wife give birth to a son. And you know what? I'll tell you something, Ajib. I mentioned this to my sheikh. There's a knowledge called reflexology where they press this nerve. And because it's from my sheikh does thing from hadith, Abu Talib will be given the less punishment on the Day of Judgment. He'll be made to wear shoes which his brains will boil. Imagine Abu Talib's punishment. But there's a knowledge here that they press this, and you can actually, and there's nerves here. My sheikh showed us here for delivery too, how to press this. But here, so there was one person in Dewsbury who was a very professional. She was a professional. When my wife before, way before she was even engaged, she once came to England, way before I even know her, my wife. And her uncle, my sheikh, sent her to her. As soon as she saw my wife's feet, she said, she's not going to conceive. She's going to have a hard time conceiving. She's not going to become pregnant. This is what she said to my wife. And my sheikh used to really, really listen to this knowledge because he had a lot of trust in it. So the aunts, my father-in-law's sisters, my wife's aunts who were with, they were very upset that she shouldn't tell a young girl this, even if that's the case. And when you study history, if your mother, grandmother, look into, it's like that. It's from Allah, but it's not necessary. It's from Allah, but it's not necessary, remember. But usually it is adatullah. It's like that. That if the mother has delivered after a very long period, then even the daughter or in the family is going to run like that. The daughter is going to deliver after a long period. Or maybe not have kids. It's sometimes like that. Many times it happens, something like that. So that's exactly what it was with my mother-in-law. For 7 years she delivered. But this, subhanallah, when my wife told me this, I said, no, Shaykh has given interpretation of the dream. 9 months she delivered Muhammad. Exactly 9 months. And then I told my Shaykh about another dream. And then I thought my second daughter, when she was born, I thought I was going to have a son 100%. But I didn't understand because in the dream, Shaykh said to me, in the dream, he said to me when I told him the dream, he said to me, Larka, son, Umar daraz hogi. The time period will be long. So I understood that I will have a son, his life will be long. After Muhammad, I'll have a son. But what it meant is going to be long, meaning, and exactly after 10 years, April 15, 1997, was Muhammad was born, my son. And after exactly 10 years, 2007, April 16, Yusuf was born. I understood the dream like this. But my shaykh, when I told him that about this story, so he said that every murid always wants to pull his sheikhs. He wants to make his sheikh big. So that's why you praise my interpretation of my dreams. But he goes, sometimes I do wrong interpretation. That's his humbleness. That's his wrong. Or sometimes he say that I didn't understand the dream. But dream knowledge is ajeeb. Once a person said to Sheikh in Medina Munawwara that my wife has seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's teeth in her lap. So he said, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Your wife is expecting, yes. He goes, you'll have a son, and the glad tidings is from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how, and then sometimes Shaykh explains it. So he explains this. Now look at the way he interprets the dream. Son. So my wife had seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's teeth in her lap. Rasulullah's teeth. So the Shaykh, how he interprets, he explains this. So he says, you know South Africa? Have you heard the South African speak? How do they say milk? They say malk. Malk. Right? So he said, the South African, what do you call a boy in English? Son. وَكَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ فِيهَا أَنَّ النَّفْسَ بِالنَّفْسِ وَالْعَيْنِ بِالْعَيْنِ وَالْأَنْفِ بِالْأَنْفِ وَالْأُذُنِ بِالْأُذُنِ وَالسِّنِ بِالسِّنِ. It's in the Quran in the six truths, right? Surah Ma'idah. Sin means teeth. And in English, what does sin mean? Son. What does son mean? A boy, child. In South Africa, they have an accent. So sometimes milk, mulk. So he said, their son. That's how you interpret it. Ajib, in the knowledge that you have to have, sometimes people say, I see a snake. And they'll say, oh, mashallah, you're going to have barakat in your business. And after all, a person is amazing, barakat in his business. So the interpretation of his dream is not easy. It's very, very hard. Imam Ibn Sirin, rahmullah alayhi, somebody stood up in the majlis and he said, I saw in a dream that I'm giving adhan. So he said, mashallah, mashallah, you will proceed for hajj. So then another person in the majlis, he became very happy. And he said, Shaykh, Shaykh, I saw a dream that I'm giving adhan. So Imam Ibn Sirin said, grab him, he's a thief. He's a thief, he steals. So he said, I repent. So he said, no, he's repent. Leave him. And you can't take to court. You can't take anybody to court like that. In Islamic court, you can't take somebody because of a dream. But Imam Ibn Sirin. So somebody said, how's that? Right now, somebody said, I saw that I'm giving adhan. You said, you're going to go for hajj. And you saw, this one said the same thing, I'm giving adhan. And you said, he's a thief. He's a chor. So he said, this ayat fits him. وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ اتَّقُوا فِرَاسَةَ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَإِنَّهُ يَنْزُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. Fear the firasat of a mu'min. He sees through the light of Allah. Hazrat Usman al-Ghani was in the majlis and a person came and he said, what is wrong with our people? What is wrong with people nowadays that zina is dropping from their eyes? I see zina. So the Sahabi said, the Tabi, whoever he was, he said, is there wahi after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Is there wahi after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So ittaqu firasat al-mu'min. Firasat of mu'min, fear it. The foresight of a mu'min, fear it. He sees through the nur of Allah. Binurillah. Ittaqu firasat fa'innu yanzuru binurillahi. So Muhammad ibn Sirin was he never missed takbir ula for years and years. If you hear how pious he was. So his piety showed with his firasat, he saw that this ayat fits him. وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا of Surah Hajj. The first person. And the second person, this ayat fits him. فَأَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنٌ أَيَّتُهَا الْعِيرِ إِنَّكُمْ لَسَارِقُونَ of Surah Yusuf. The mu'adhin, the caller called out, oh you travelers, in Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's brothers, oh you travelers, thieves. Huh? Because the whole story of the bowl of the ruler was Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was missing and then he was found in Binyamin's possession. It was a plan. So this ayat fits him. So this is the way. Remember, don't get the books of interpretation and start interpreting dreams. When people ask me about dreams, 90% of the time, I say, mashallah, mubarak, but I don't know interpretation of dreams. Sometimes if Allah puts something in the heart, I might say something. Otherwise, I'm not an interpreter of dreams either. Sometimes people do tell me, so I listen because of the sunnah of listening and then for something Allah puts. Otherwise, to interpret dreams, my shaykh was an interpreter of dreams. So beloved friends, Allah give us, Allah make us of his awliya Allah. And it's not just dreams, it's a life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sunnah, and abundance of salawat and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Save your eyes from the zina, abundance of salawat, sunnah, and fikr for the ummah. Four things to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream. If you want to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every salat at night, whenever du'as you make from your heart, Allahumma fili ummati, Allahumma fili mu'mini mu'minat 25 times, make du'a for the ummah. Make du'a for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ummah. Have fikr for the ummah. And save your eyes from the zina of the eyes. Don't look around wrong things. Read abundance of salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And follow the sunnah of Nabi. Four things. And inshallah, and read lots of salawat. 1,000 to 5,000 daily. And on Fridays, 10,000. Inshallah. With love and muhabbat. And inshallah, you'll see Rasulullah in your dreams. And even if you don't, you're not a loser. It's abundance of reward. Inshallah, if we don't see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in dunya, we'll see him in Hawza Kawthar. He'll give from his mubarak hands, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us bushra in dunya and akhirat. And Allah make us from his awliya, Allah kiram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us the truth of us.